supporting you in your dog parenting journey. The Dynamic Dog Owner with Debbie Potter. Hello and welcome to The Dynamic Dog Owner, where dogs are the forefront of our mind and we love talking everything about dogs and supporting you in your journey with your dogs. So, a little bit about me and my dogs. I have lived with dogs since I was four. So I had my very first dog when I was four, family dog entered the home. I had three dogs at home when I was growing up. Grandparents had two dogs, and I've had four dogs as an adult, one for a long time, and then somehow I've ended up with three. So I have lived with quite a lot of dogs. And I think that we underestimate what our dogs and what living with a dog actually teaches us, and training a dog, etc., teaches us as a person, how it develops us as an individual. We obviously talk about dog training as training dogs how to do certain things. But dog training for me is not just about teaching the dog. As a dog trainer, I teach humans how to have a better life with their dog and how to get a stronger relationship and a connection between dogs and people. And for that to happen, I think we have to recognise that half of it is training the dog and half of it is us learning. So today's episode is going to be all about the things that I feel my dogs have taught me and how I think they've enhanced my life. So some of it may be relevant, some of it may, you may think, what is she talking about? But that's okay. If you've got any comments or questions, feel free to obviously comment on our social media, drop us a message at PotterPaws on Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and TikTok as well, actually. Get in touch with us and we'd always welcome a conversation with anybody. So the first thing is that I believe my dogs have taught me a lot of patience, and it's the one area where I've really, really developed my patience, and it's helped me to put it into practice in my life outside of dogs as I've grown. So I think one is the patience of, you know, that when you're teaching a dog something, you have to learn to just stop and slow down and wait for them to make the right choice, wait for them to get it right. Whether that be teaching a puppy, like how to sit, you have to learn to be very self-controlled and have that patience and wait for them to make good choices. You have to have a lot of patience when they get it wrong. Because let's face it, dogs do get things wrong. And that's something that you then have to sort of set your mind and go, okay, be patient. And it kind of builds down to a little bit self-control as well. So patience goes hand in hand with self-control, I think. Because when your dog does something and they do get it wrong, you've obviously got to have the patience, but you've also got to have the self-control to take a deep breath and go, okay, I'm not going to tell them off. I'm not going to shout at them. Let me think of a better way to do this. Let me use my patience and my self-control to think. I think it also ties into how you can then problem solve. So problem solving skills are again something that I think I've learned and I've developed through dog training, because if I've got my patience and my self-control and something keeps going wrong, I then go, okay, how can I solve this problem? What can I do to create a situation that where my dog can succeed? What can I do? Why is it going wrong? What am I doing? Looking, obviously, as a dog trainer, looking from the outside in, you can see quite a lot around people. And it can just be subtle things where you're like, okay, just do this slightly differently, do that slightly differently. So you're having to look at things and almost pick out little bits of what's going on with your dog and problem solve as to why. It's almost a bit like being a detective. And then again, it makes you look at the world differently, because then with your self-control and your patience and your problem solving, you see a problem and you go, okay, I've got patience. I don't need to rush this. I've got the self-control to not act on my emotions. And then I can start problem solving and go, right, how can I change the situation to make this better? And it could be, obviously, if you're asking your dog to sit, stay, it could be looking at problem solving around, okay, what's my body doing? Am I confusing them? Am I doing something too soon? Am I doing something too late? Am I leaving it too long? Playing around then with different factors to see what thing is the part your dog's understanding. I think an understanding, the other skill, obviously, skill I've learned, bad thing about me, I don't really know if it's a skill, is being understanding. Stopping and taking check of how other people are feeling, what other dogs are feeling, say. So if you're training your own dog, understanding where they're coming from, their position. So are they tired? Are they a little bit bored of the session you're doing? Are they ready for a rest? Recognizing something else's emotions, current state, understanding where they're coming from, and looking at the world from their perspective helps you to be a better dog trainer, or, you know, as a dog trainer. I mean dog trainer in like the loosest term, because obviously you are all dog trainers because you are training your own dog. I am what I would like to call a canine coach. I teach and coach you how to be the best dog trainer, but obviously we're called dog trainers, so it's a little bit confusing. But you learn how to have an understanding of the animal you're working with. In my role as a dog trainer, training other people, I have to have also an understanding of people. And that's a skill that I feel I have really developed on, understanding where people are coming from. People's own personal life and experiences will all affect how they're training their dogs. So looking at obviously how you can take what you can take away from this, this is going to be beneficial. It's not just about me self-reflecting, or if that's part of it, but it's hopefully going to help you too. Understanding where you are at, you know, what mood am I in right now? Am I a little bit triggered? Am I a little bit overtired? Understanding a little bit about yourself and then how that affects your training and how that affects your dog. So it's understanding your dog, it's understanding your relationship, it's also understanding your own emotions and how they then transfer into the session you're having with your dog. And there's nothing wrong with going, do you know what, today I'm not in the right frame of mind, I'm not doing it, because you're then setting yourself up for success. I think also dogs teach us a little bit about what's important and what's not. We get caught into a trap modern day times of judging importance, or, you know, it's important to do this and this. But actually dogs teach us that the important thing is to be together, to be with our dog or to be with our family members. Being present in the situation is really, really important. And they help us to learn that actually just living your life and being true to yourself is really important, because we advocate for dogs about being able to have their needs met. So their natural needs as a dog. So sniffing, chewing, contentment, safe environment. Those are the things that we sort of learn about our dogs and go, we need to fulfill their natural needs and their abilities. Almost like if you think of like going back to school, if you ever studied it, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we make sure that their needs are in place. And I think then you can then transfer that to yourself. If I can make sure my dog's needs are in place, I can also start looking after myself a little bit better, and making sure that my needs are being catered for on a basic level, because then when we're safe and secure, we can grow. Rest days. We've done a whole podcast episode on rest days and the importance of them. But my dogs and learning dog stuff and working with dogs has taught me how important that is for myself. Rest days are incredibly important for our dogs, to give them a day off from life and reduce stresses. I actually now have at least one rest day a week for me. And I have a day where I don't go out. I will chill out at home. I'll do the things that I like doing. And I have I do get dressed, but you could just stay in your pajamas. But having that day for myself is really important. When I was younger, I would feel like I had to be busy all the time, because it's a waste of time if you're not busy. And it's taken me till now, having worked with dogs for a very long time, to see their benefit of a rest day and go, actually, I probably need this for myself. So working with my dogs has taught me how to switch off and have a rest day more, and how much I benefit from it and how much I actually need it now. And I know now that if I don't get my rest day, I don't feel good. I feel tired. I feel stressed. I feel like I'm like a hamster in a wheel. Keep going, keep going, keep going. So I know I need my rest day. And that's no different to our dogs. I think also another thing is how to change your goals and your expectations. Because when you're training a dog, you have to constantly change your goalposts. If they're succeeding, then we make our goal a little bit harder. If they're struggling, we lower our expectations. So the goalpost is with our dogs always changing, because and we have to adapt at our expectations depending on how they're feeling and their mood. So lowering your expectations and changing our goals, we do put into practice an awful lot with our dogs, and we learn that we have to sort of work with their mood. If they're having an off day, we lower our expectations. If they're having a really good day, we higher our expectations. And again, we can put this into practice with ourselves too. We can start to recognize ourselves when we're having a good day, when we're having a bad day, when I can push myself further, when I can not push myself further, when I can set high expectations, when I can set low ones. So again, it's a lot of self-discovery that I have learned, and I'm sure you guys have, through your dogs. We learn how to be a better person. For me, especially Rem. So Rem is my challenging dog. he's a Jekyll and Hyde. He's an absolute sweetheart, and he is the loveliest dog going. But on the flip side, he's an absolute pain in the bum sometimes. And he has caused me to pull my hair out more than once. But we have been on a massive journey together. And his struggles have taught me how to understand so much more that has then impacted my life hugely. So for him, you've probably heard his story if you've listened to the rest of the podcast episodes. If you haven't, go back, because they're really informative about the struggles I have been through with him. But in a nutshell, separation anxiety, attachment, hyperarousal, very, very strong habit forming, struggling to manage arousal. And yeah, he's fun, basically. But he has taught me, through all of his struggles, he has taught me how to understand emotions, how to understand stress in dogs, and then how to put that into other situations. So I always say that Rem has actually taught me how to be a better parent to my children. And using the methods and the learning I had to do to help him be the best dog he could be taught me so much about stress, emotions, anxiety, and how to just work with him rather than against him. And that has changed the way I parent my children and made me a much better parent. Very special dog. Very special dog. But he also has taught me so much more about holistic and how holistic approaches can actually really help, and the importance of looking after ourselves as people, not just dogs. So for him now, I fully recommend a lot of different techniques like Tellington Touch and herbs and minerals and stress responses, dog anxiety jackets, all things that then we can apply to ourselves and to our children if they are also struggling in those skills. So there are so many ways our dogs actually help us. It's not often when you stop and think, you can realise how much your dogs actually teach you as a person. We always think of dog training as making our dog behave, making our dog fit into our world. But if you think about and stop and think about all the different things your dog teaches you and how they help you grow as a person, then we can start to see dog training as so much more than just making a dog behave, but seeing it as a journey of self-discovery for us, for them, and then obviously forming that really, really strong relationship we have. And I wholeheartedly, in the last kind of, maybe 8 years, recognize so much how dogs and people are, and animals are so similar, and how the things I have learned with my dogs can really influence other aspects of my life. I feel now that I have a much more patience in everyday life. I have much more patience with people. I have a lot more capacity to understand things from a different perspective. Because I'm always trying to look at the world from my dog's perspective, I now try and look at things from other people's perspective too. As I said, I have my rest days. Rest days are so important. We talk about them for our dogs, but they're great for us too. Learning how to set those goals and manage your expectations, it helps our mood. And I know I have a long list, a long, 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 long to-do list. There's always stuff on my to-do list. And if at the end of a day in the office, I go, oh my goodness, I haven't done anything, I feel really downhearted and I feel really like I haven't achieved much. Whereas if I set myself a realistic expectation of, right, there are four things I need to get achieved today, and if I do those four things, I'm going to be good. I then go at the end of the day going, wow, I've achieved those four things, rather than having a list that was 50 long and then feeling crap because I only ticked off five of them. If I set myself a realistic expectation for the day, I then feel better. And that's no different to when we talk about dogs and say build on their success. Small successes, the more we have success, the more confident we feel, the happier we feel, the more we feel like we're achieving. It's no different to when we're working with our dogs. So there's so many skills that are transferable of how we work with our dogs and then how it can benefit us as a person. So little challenge for you, if you're up for it, is just to stop and think and go, what have I worked on with my dog? And how has that, what skills has that taught me as a person, and how have I implemented that into my life? Because then you'll start to see the magic that dogs aren't just something we live with. Dogs change our entire life and they change us as a person. And majority of the time, that makes us a better person through spending time with our dog and training our dogs and loving our dogs. It makes you a better person. And that is pretty impressive. And obviously, we've always heard the saying, you know, that dogs are man's best friend, etc. They really are, because they have an amazing impact on our life. We spend so much time with our dogs. And naturally, they do have a huge impact on our lives and us as a person. So just have a little think, have a little stop and reflect. And obviously, as always, if you've enjoyed the podcast episode, I would love if you could leave us a little review and share it with a friend. The more dog lovers that get to share their parenting journey with us, the better. Have a great week. Thank you for listening to The Dynamic Dog Owner with me, Debbie Potter. See you next time.